Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Busy Show, the podcast for today, Wednesday, April 28th, 2021, brought to you by Capital Mortgage Funding, always powered by Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, Equal Housing Lender, MLS number 229. And today we have a guest on our show, our guest, everybody, along with John Kolb, Lisa Lawson, Harvey Freed, is not only the one and only, I should say, Brent Boyer from the American Divorce Association for Men, also known in the metropolitan Detroit area as ADAM, been around since 1988. Brent Boyer, he is the co-owner and partner at ADAM. Brent, what's happening today, buddy?
It's great to see you, Harry. Glad to be on. This is awesome.
Yeah, congratulations on being on the show. We're happy to have you. We're going to talk about all things property related to divorce, the do's and don'ts, what you should do. First, I'm going to turn it over to our panel, John Kolb, Lisa Lawson, Harvey Freed. But we're going to start out with Lisa. Lisa, what's happening this morning?
Just busy, busy. Month end, I'm sure we all are. Rates are a little interesting, so everybody's calling. So all good things.
You know, that's a great place to start, Lisa. It is crazy. It is the end of the month. Everybody wants to get into their house at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. The question that I really have for our panel this morning before we get to Brent and talk about divorce and property issues, are we really in a housing bubble or is it just a housing shortage right now, Lisa? What do you think?
I think we're in a shortage, you know, obviously supply and demand. So in some degree, that probably creates what people think is a bubble. But the reality is, it's the shortage that's driving these crazy offers. You know, you've got people who are listing their homes and posting, I got 30 offers in a weekend, you know, and calling for highest and best. And, you know, once we get over the shortage and there's more homes available, we'll, you know, we won't have this crazy insanity where people are, you know, paying multi, you know, thousands of dollars over list price on homes just so they can get in.
Yeah. John Kolb, current home ownership statistics. Okay. Are we in a housing bubble or a housing shortage? What are we in?
It's just a housing shortage. It's once again, like Lisa's saying, it's just everybody realizing that, you know, they're going to be working from home and they need to upgrade and, but nobody wants to sell before they can find something to buy. And so we're kind of in a quandary where, you know, people don't want to put their house on the market until they've actually found something to buy, but that's leading to nobody else being able to see their house. So, you know, we got to kind of find that happy median where it's people are out there with their house on the market, reverse contingency, not willing to sell or close on the sale of the home until they found something to buy to just help us get out of this.
Yeah, excellent, excellent response. Mr. Harvey Freed, last on this subject, Harvey Freed, of course, the host of the Hardcore Mortgage Real Estate Business Show, heard every Saturday morning on 97.1 FM from 9 to 10. Harvey Freed, are we in a housing bubble or a housing shortage?
We're in a soon to be another 2 years of a housing shortage. The new construction industry just won't be able to plan. As interest, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Home Builders Association, Mortgage Bankers Association, predicting low interest rates over the next 24 months. Things can change on a dime, but we're going to see this continued lack of housing out there, multiple bids on the nice house, and it's going to be tougher and tougher for families to find a house that's going to fit their needs. So strap one on because you're going to have to definitely be ready to take that leap forward and is overpaying on these houses. You know, again, we'll see what the next 2 months comes on the market, but we just don't see enough housing out there to support this demand.
Yeah, what we're seeing, and to recap some real life examples, what's been happening in our world, the real estate world, over the last few weeks, and we talk about it every week now because we are in a housing shortage. There's a lack of listings. Do we really think that there are going to be more listings to come on right now within the next couple of weeks for home selling season here in metropolitan Detroit? Well, there has to be more homes coming on the market because there couldn't be less homes. There's a 21-day supply of homes. That's a three-week supply of homes. And what's on the market is less desirable. Any house that's being put on the market right now that is desirable really doesn't even hit the market. And like our panel said, our experts who are in the streets every single day, houses don't last, and there are multiple bids, multiple offers. People are paying outrageous sums of money. They're doing crazy things with waiving contingencies. But you know what, Brett Boyer, we are joined this morning. Very excited to talk about divorce, property matters and divorce. We have Brett Boyer from ADAM, American Divorce Association for Men, located in Southfield, Michigan. They've been around since 1988. Brett is the co-owner and partner of ADAM. And Brett, okay, you ready? Let's play hypothetical here. I want to get divorced. Okay. Well, don't tell my wife. All right.
Right.
It wouldn't be a good fight against my wife anyways.
No.
But
no.
You know what? I'm a guy. You represent men. And you know what? I'm out. I'm leaving. Right.
Yeah.
My marriage is shot. Do I leave my house or do I stay in my house? What do I do?
So leaving and staying, you know, really goes around. Do we have little kids? If there's little kids, we're definitely do not want to be leaving the house. If the kids are grown, we're farther along in life. It's less of an issue. It's all about doing it the right way. Kind of like what you guys do. You get advice from an expert early on and you're going to be in good shape. So before I leave, I want to talk it over with somebody and see if I've got the right ideas. But if I don't have little kids, probably not a lot to worry about with leaving the house, other than, you know, is she going to destroy my guitars or is she going to do something crazy? But those sorts of things. But leaving, you know, it's not like you're not giving up your rights to the house or something like that by moving out, which is, I think, a common misconception. When there's little kids, you get into all kinds of custody, parenting time, child support, court orders getting signed without hearings. And then you're thinking, why did I ever move out? I should have never done this, you know?
So let's dispel that myth right now. The myth of moving out of the house lessens your negotiating power. Dispel it once and for all, Brett. And then I want to go to our panel. Lisa Lawson will go first. Just please dispel that myth right now that it lessens your negotiating power if you decide to leave.
Right. Yeah. So if we're talking about two adults, no little kids, it really is not an issue. Sometimes it's the best thing. You're trying to keep the peace. You're driving each other crazy. You just think, I'm moving out. I have a good handle on what's going on. I know what the monthly bills are. I know what's expected of me. And then you're good. But, you know, we sometimes we'll tell people to use it as a negotiating tactic of the sense that, look, she wants me to move out. We got little kids. I'll do that. But I need to know, when am I going to see my kids? What's expected of me? Am I paying child support? Am I paying the bills? You know, I think that's how you look at it.
Excellent advice. Lisa Lawson, let's talk about some real life situations you've had regarding divorce. What are you seeing out there?
I've actually been fairly lucky probably the past year. I actually probably encountered more of our clients, unfortunately, getting divorced. They joke and say it's due to the pandemic. They're all stuck in a house together. They realize that they're probably not as compatible as they thought. But for the most part, the clients I've been dealing with are very amicable. In fact, I've had, you know, ex-wives send me their husbands or now ex-husbands tax returns because she was always taking care of all this stuff, even though they're legally divorced now. So it's been very fortunate, but you know, not every couple works out that way. Some people, you know, I hate to use the word manipulative, but you know, if you're working together as a team, even at the end, I think it makes for an easier transition. You know, and everyone's being reasonable. It's when things aren't being reasonable and people start getting petty, right? That things can get really, really evil. But I've been very fortunate. My clients have been all working together really well. So
I think we lost Terry and Harvey just now, but hey,
looks like
Lisa, like you were saying, I've been real fortunate with how everybody has been handling everything. I have not come across a lot of divorce situations in the last year or so, and the ones that we do are they're more amicable. So, mm-hmm. You know, when it comes down to Brent, when it comes down to property splitting, you know, a lot of the times Lisa and I will see where the attorneys may not advise the right way when having the ex removed from the mortgage.
Right.
And you know, what we always say is, hey, make sure you talk to your attorney about having the ex refinance to get you off the mortgage as well. Just getting you off a title isn't going to really do anything. But, you know, when it comes down to making sure that you are completely protected, what do you advise?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're right. First of all, you want to get an expert going early on. If there's going to be a refinance or thoughts about who's going to keep the house, you'd want somebody like you guys, go to Capital Mortgage Funding and get advice. What do I qualify for? Can I do this? You know, what's my payment going to look like? And of course, with divorcing, that gets into what's my child support going to look like? What's my alimony going to be? Can I afford this house? You know, and then you add to that, can I afford this house and a buyout for my wife? You know, which adds another level of, I got to come up with more money. You know, I mean, I think the good news is we're back to the days of people tend to have equity, so they can refi, they can do some things, they got some options, which is always good because we don't want to see them. You know, the divorce process is hard enough without dealing with mortgages and finance and housing, and the housing is hard enough without dealing with a divorce. And we put the two together, you got to really look at what you're doing and how you do it. And there's a lot of, you can get into real trouble. You know, you're making assumptions and you find out you're just wrong. You can't afford to refi, you know?
It's funny. It's like every no matter who we have on this show, Lisa, it doesn't matter. It always comes down to working with a good team, making sure that you're talking to everybody about the best way to move forward. You know, the number one thing that we always tell people, like saying that, yes, your ex may be responsible for that payment at per the divorce decree. But as soon as your ex doesn't make that payment, your credit is affected. The divorce decree has nothing to do with how your credit is to be affected. And as soon as your ex stops making that payment, you're now responsible for that debt. So you don't get to offset it when you go to qualify for the new home. So that's the most important thing when we tell people is that, hey, yeah, you know, all of a sudden now you've got something that's out of your control that may be affecting your credit, may be affecting what you qualify for. And that can be cut off if it's done the right way through the divorce, whether or not it's, you know, the judge ordering to the house, the property to be refinanced and or sold if something can't be done. And then the hope right now, right, is that if we can advise someone to make sure that refinance, get the ex off, they get themselves into a better position to help them be able to maintain that home on their own sole income.
Yeah, and working with experts is so important too, because sometimes if you're going to go through a separation and you know the only way you're going to be able to qualify to stay in the home or purchase home is using child support, depending on the loan type, you have to have a history of receiving child support. Well, if the divorce decree isn't, you know, or is immediately finalized, you're not going to have receipt of that for a little bit, often, or not enough months, depending on when the support order was issued. So, you know, sometimes it's working with an expert on timing. It might be the fact that you have to have at least a year or a year and a half to be able to refinance that house out of your name so you can use the income that you're receiving. You know, may not have to be that long, but every loan type is different. So working with experts that can advise, look, yes, you can do this. We're going to have to use this income. It's going to have to be XYZ 6 months, 12 months down the road so we can show that you have a receipt of it. You know, making sure that you're setting yourself up for success and not failure is part of the game. And that's working with people who know what they're doing. So we can advise you appropriately.
Right. Absolutely. Harvey, I know that you've got integral knowledge on divorce processes. What do you see as the best attributes to make sure that everybody in the situation is being advised the right way?
Yeah, it's no doubt. You really want to get a mortgage person involved, not necessarily a real estate agent right away, but putting the value on the home. And as Brent mentioned, trying to figure out the assets that the whole family has and use the house to make sure that everyone can walk away and maybe have two separate households. One of the things that we see often, and I talked to Brent about, is the divorce judgment says that something has to take place, that they have to refinance the house, put it under, let's say, the wife's name, and that has to be done within a year. And the wife doesn't even qualify for a mortgage. She's self-employed. She runs a small business and she writes all her income off. So it's so important, as Brent mentioned, in having that team together and having experts involved. People think they could just call any loan company, any lender. Same thing with the divorce attorney. They think one size fits all, and it just doesn't work that way. And I told Brent, I just love his demeanor. He settles things down, and that way people can amicably divorce and move on with their lives. Brent, so often they want to strangle each other. They hate each other now, but 2 years, 3 years down the road, they have to raise kids together and they find something that's amicable and they can make things work in the future.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. You're right. I mean, people, they'll put these contingencies. They want to make these agreements. There's no way it was ever going to happen. Like you said, like it says, well, refinance within a year. Yeah. But this person was never going to refinance, you know? So and And men tend to be, if anything, they tend to be too nice a lot of times in the divorce process. They start feeling guilty. They feel bad, whatever's going on. And, you know, maybe they want their wife to try to keep the house. They're open to that. And we try to tell them, you know, there's three options with houses, right? You could sell it. You could keep it. Your wife could keep it. So let's look and see if there actually are three options, because you think there are, and then maybe there's not. You don't have to be the bad guy. Have your wife go see if she can qualify. If they're telling her she can't, that's the answer. It doesn't mean you said, I'm not going to let my wife keep her house. It means she's got no way to do it. You know, and housing is, like you guys all know, it's more than mortgages. It's utilities and expenses. And it's a lot. It's a big monthly budget sometimes that people get way over their head, and they think they're going to keep a house, and it's just not realistic, you know?
Oh boy. Like Harry introduced, you know, Brent is with the American Divorce Association for Men, and he did comment on the man side of it. I'm sure glad that Harry's wife, Randy, is not on this podcast because he had writing on the other side. But good point, Brent, that, you know, it is number one is making sure that everybody is getting the best advice. And I think that you made a great point that, you know, if somebody, whether it be husband or wife, plans on keeping the home, I think the due diligence should be done on the other side to make sure that that person can actually do it on their own, getting themselves involved in making sure that that's going to be able to happen before the divorce is finalized, so that you can put the correct language into the divorce decree. You know, that being said, let's go on to our next question real quick about, Brent, what is your thought process on someone purchasing a new home prior to a divorce being finalized? Because that's a big topic that we always come across.
Yeah, it is. I mean, your best bet is probably to rent initially, because you don't know where you're going to be. You don't know where your wife's going to be. You maybe don't have the whole thing figured out yet. Sometimes people surprise us. They can get to really the bare bones of an agreement early. And if you know where you are, and you know your child support numbers, and you know if there's any alimony, then you're good. Then you could buy a house. But the last thing you'd want to do is buy a house and then regret it a month later. That's beyond frustrating. Even in this market, you're out thousands of dollars trying to resell it, and you would never want to make that kind of mistake. So you really want to go into it with your eyes wide open, proper advice from a lawyer, proper advice from a mortgage guy, that you really know what you're getting into. Because if people are in this market, I mean, it's quick to rush in and buy a house. You feel like this pressure, like if I don't take this house, it's going to be gone tomorrow, which it will, but you're not ready to do it. So it really wasn't something you should have been thinking about. That's a good question. It's terrible. I hate to see somebody get in over their head early on and it's no good.
Hey, what about the legalities of the title though? If you've got a married couple and someone purchases another home before the divorce, does the spouse have title interest, title rights to that home now that it was purchased before the divorce?
Absolutely. Yeah. You got to be careful. They're basically on the title the way Michigan law is, more or less. So you need an agreement in writing, not just some thing at the kitchen table that, hey, I'm buying this place. And there's a court order that says that she's not going to have an interest in this new house, because it can really just totally backfire otherwise. It's an opportunity.
Let me jump in there. Yeah. Brent, you guys can do these separation agreements ahead of time. That's great.
Yeah.
You can sit down in front of the judge. You guys can put the agreement together. So although you're not divorced physically yet or, you know, officially, you can move forward. And that has to do with being amicable and sitting down and not blowing all sorts of money arguing, when these things can be put in writing and both families or both sides of the family can put it together, usually on behalf of the kids, to make it where they have two houses that they can feel safe in.
Yeah, absolutely, Harvey. You know, you can have, once there's a divorce case filed, you're good. You can do an order just for one little issue and you're both bound by it. And if you both agree, why not be bound by it? You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And it can be an agreement about a house. It can be an agreement about custody. It can be all kinds of stuff. And even though, you know, like with a divorce with kids, there's a 6-month waiting period. But that doesn't mean it's going to take that long to get an agreement. You could have an agreement a month in and be bound by it and you're good. And now you can make some decisions and go forward with a new part of your life and not have to wait till the divorce is actually final. You can do temporary agreements. You can do all kinds of stuff. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a great point, guys. These are such important questions because it comes full circle for us when we are advising clients. Not that we attorneys, Harvey plays one on the radio, but we're advising clients to make sure that we're putting them in touch with somebody like Brent that's going to get them good advice. And like Harvey said, keep the demeanor cool, calm, and collective so that all parties work together respectfully and responsibly. Because it is more than just yourself. You have to deal with your ex-spouse's future and any kids if they may be involved. I think this was a great episode, guys. Anybody else got some last words before we go? Lisa, why don't you start? We'll go to Harvey, end with Brent, and then we'll finish this one off so that we can get on with our busy days.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just want to say, I think the information that we just shared is invaluable. If you are in the middle of a separation or thinking about getting separated, obviously talking to experts and getting the correct information early. And I'm talking about correct information, not what your best friend did 10 years ago or what you think you can do in regards to setting yourself up for success is so important, because this is already a stressful enough experience for a family, and to add additional stress because you're not prepared and you're making decisions irrationally and sometimes causing things like we've talked about before. You got to be out in a year, but we have someone who doesn't qualify for a loan. You know, making sure that we're all prepared, I think, is just so important.
Yeah. Harvey, what do you got?
I'll jump in and say that, yeah, there's so much stress in the world, and whatever families and couples have put themselves in that situation where now they're thinking about divorce and they've got kids and bills and they had this whole life plan and now they got to break it apart, is to consider that down the road, you might end up being amicable and friends, and things that you can do is in advance is find Brent, find the great attorneys out there that are peacekeepers and put it all together for everybody. And that's the key, is that you can walk away, your kids can be happy, you can start your life over, and down the road, you can even be friends with that person you might have divorced because at one time you loved them. That's all I'll say about that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's the whole, the guys call up and they say it all the time, I want to get my ducks in a row. And that's the right instinct. Find out about this before it's happening. There's nothing wrong with, you can never get advice too early, right? But you can definitely get advice too late. Find out what you need to know. Get the facts. Talk to an expert. You can tell if somebody knows what they're talking about after 20 minutes of talking to them. It's whether it's divorce attorneys or mortgage guys or whatever it is, get the right person. And if you find the wrong one, go find the right one. Absolutely.
Yeah. And Brent, so real quick before we end this, how do we find you? Are you guys located in Michigan? Obviously, yes. But what areas do you practice in, and how do we find you?
Yeah, definitely. So we're based out of Southfield. We also have an office in Sterling Heights. So we do, we do Metro Detroit, Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, wherever men are in trouble, send up the signal. But you can reach us. We're at 248-356-ADAM, which is 356-2326. We're on the web, Adam Divorce Law. There's live chat. Website's an easy way to find us. But definitely we can help, men's divorce, family law, all that stuff. It's what we do.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, just to reiterate, we are advocates for all types of divorce, not just men's divorce, but ADAM is a great course. They go through and they make sure that everybody is being taken care of the right way and doing it, making sure that you put yourself in touch with a good team, doing it the right way, and everybody's taken care of. Guys, awesome show. Glad we lost Harry halfway through, made the second half a little bit better, but we'll have Harry back. No problem. And thank you so much, Brent, for showing up. This is the Hardcore Mortgage Podcast, sponsored by Fairway, NMLS, 2289. Harvey, we'll see you on Saturday. Brent's joining us on the radio as well, and we look forward to it. Thanks so much.